So that concludes us with steps to writing a use case. Example of writing a use case is the different use cases are checking balance, withdrawing, depositing, mini statement. I can have further use cases with his change of pin, depositing cash because now we have cash deposit machines along with the use case. I can probably have, if I'm deriving a solution which can, I do not need separate machines, or certain ATMs also give me option to select the kind of nodes I want to select while withdrawing the cash based on what is available in the system. Also, an alternative or an exception flow will be that we discussed over here will be that I say only the amount that the user has entered, the relevant nodes are not present, and I say only this amount, and user just cancels it and leaves. So that is also an exception or an alternate flow. Example of what a writing use case for an ATM. The use case of withdrawal cash could be written as, what is the use case? Withdraw cash from ATM. Who is the author? Whatever is the business analyst if he's doing it. The date it was created, the version 1.0. The precondition, like I said, customer's ATM count has been found to be okay. Only then we start the normal flow. So this becomes my basic flow. So this side that you can see is the user interaction. And here that you can see is the ATM's response to the user. So selects withdraw, displays the menu screen or asks for the amount, types the amount, displays the withdraw screen, asks customer, asks if the amount is okay or not. It types yes, it says yes, then dispenses cash, collects the cash, asks if more transaction, yes, no. Customer says no, logs out screen, ejects the card and displays the default screen. Now, understanding the tips about use cases. The header block of a use case is similar to the source code of a program and containing the identifying or information about the use case. So we see what is the use case, the author, the date, and the version. So this first, I will get it approved with the user, and if there are any changes, then probably my version would also change. The use case document is the first place to implement changes to the device's functionality, with changes later made to the corresponding program. So the first place where I will change is the use case document. I will mention all the changes and what is the device functionality, what are changes to the functionality that I have now derived after doing the prototype, and what changes will now accordingly be made to the corresponding program. Like I said, so currently the ATM system is obviously money withdrawal, but maybe I can have a new technology or a new solution which would allow me to even deposit cash or print a passbook. Preconditions describe the state of the system and user before the use case logic begins, such as customer already having validated their ATM card. So we always mention what is a precondition before this scenario begins. In our case was that the customer's card is validated to be okay. A separate use case can be written for validating and logging in a customer, which can serve as a prerequisite for all other transaction use case and eliminate the need to write it multiple times. So when I'm not aware to decide if the use case is basically where the customer's not card is not validated, then I can write a different use case, but validating and card would be considered a condition or prerequisite for all other use cases that come, or the transaction based use cases, so that you don't have to write it multiple times. Dialogues assume normal or usual user choices with alternate flow and exceptions documented separately. So dialogues always assume what a normal user would do, or most of the time what is a basic flow that would be included, and I would probably look at alternate flows or exceptions that are there in a separate document, or refer or maybe a separate a different use case version for it. Tips about use cases, what you need to can keep in mind for designing good use cases. Exceptions cover all possible issues that could arise during the interaction with appropriate solution devised by the business analyst. So exceptions are whatever could arise. The card was not validated, the PIN was incorrect, the amount or the notes that were put in the system or notified to the customer, the amount did not match the notes because of which the transaction ended. So all this would be the different use cases, and as a business analyst, you would be required, when you're visualizing the solution, you would be required to derive what is the best possible response to this problem or solution to this problem or this interaction. Technology specific terms like screen and keypad are used in familiar technologies, while technology neutral description can be used for unknown interfaces. Like I said, there are certain terms which I can use in the functional use case, which are common to all technologies, which are familiar to all people. So, but if there is, if the technology is new or the interfaces are unknown, then probably we'll use more descriptions which do not relate to any technology and try to keep it as functional as possible or as high level language as possible. The screens needed for managing the interaction should be identified and designed based on the use case. So once I have written down the use case and the use case, the functional use case has been approved by the user, then I go on to the functional use case, which is the code. But even before that, what I do is I identify and start designing what the system would look like after each interaction has been made by the user. Is it going to have the options in the center, more towards the side? Am I going to use the left side, right side? So I'll probably design it accordingly. A complete screen-based prototype can be constructed to visualize the final solution and discuss requirements in greater detail. So once I have the functional use case, I will start designing the user interface and understanding if this is the final prototype for the user interface. Once that is done, I have a more visual idea of the final solution, and then we can discuss the other requirements which go into the back end of the system in more detail. Use case based estimation and use case as a means of project planning. Each use case represents a complete transaction from the user's perspective, and a software solution can be used as a set of use cases. So a complete solution, if I have to combine all the use cases together, I will get a complete solution or a complete transaction from the user's perspective, or a software solution, it could be a set of multiple use cases. A project plan can be developed based on the business priority assigned to each use case. So what I can do is basically design a project plan that is developed for each use case, and I can then decide what is my business priority and which use case do I need to consider first, or which use case can I take in later. This could also be that I would want to probably include some use cases in phase one of the launch, some use cases in second phase, and all the use cases in the final phase or the third phase, unless you have more than three phases. Use cases can be used to estimate effort and project size with the length and complexity of the dialogues as potential factors. So I can estimate what is the effort and what is the project size. Also, what I can do is estimate the length, the complexity of the dialogue as potential vectors of that entire dialogue or the entire use case that is there. Now, number of use cases in a software solution can be classified into simple, complex, allowing for more accurate effort optimization, because something that is simple would require lesser amount of time, a medium would require little more amount of time, and something that is complex would require more effort. So I will accordingly get a more a thorough idea about what is the effort that would be required for each use case, and I can also correctly estimate when each phase or each use case will be implemented. Use cases only represent the interactive elements of a system and not all background, which make estimation more challenging. So currently, as I said previously also, understand when I'm designing use cases, I am as of now in the functional use case only talking about how the system looks at the front end. But I still need to work on the back end to understand what will happen at the back end when these options are selected. So when I enter the amount, it would check my account has that amount which can be dispatched. Secondly, it would also check whether the relevant nodes are present in the system or in the ATM machine for that to be dispensed before it can complete the use case. So checking the amount in the account or the balance and checking the nodes becomes backend processes. Use cases and usability. Systems are increasingly used by lay users, which means that the interaction design should prioritize user-friendliness, ease of learning, remembering, and safety and security. So, especially keeping this in mind, when I talk about lay users, ATM machine is something that everyone has to use. So, when I'm all lay users are using the ATM machines, what am I looking at? Same, almost same amount of screens, almost the same options in the same places. So what does that tell me? Not only is it user friendly because it's very simple, because all the options are in the same places, it's very easy to learn and remember. And finally, safety and security, where I ensure that the pin is not displayed on the screen and there is a block around the keypad so no one can see. And additionally, also there's a camera on the ATM machine which ensures the photo of the withdrawer is taken. Consumer devices should go a step further and aim to provide a unique and delightful customer experience through their aesthetic design and other features. So, other than ATM machines, when I'm looking at designing devices or another system, then I need to work on the color, the aesthetic. Is it color continent? Is it hitting the eye? How is it looking? Is it attractive enough or not attractive? And all of those features. Okay, now the design of the system should also take into account the diverse needs and the capabilities of the user, ensuring that they are accessible and usable for everyone. That means irrespective of all the situations, in case there is any disability, you might want to try and incorporate that if possible in the system. So ensuring that you're not excluding anyone from your system and it's usable by everyone. Design decisions should be based on user research and testing to ensure that they meet the needs and preferences of the target audience. Please understand, we have done a requirement analysis, we've done a stakeholder analysis, so we know based on our research that what is the user looking for. So all your design decisions or all the decisions with related to the demand design must be decided keeping that factor in mind, and there should be enough testing done or prototyping done also involve the user to ensure that it meets their needs and especially what preferences have been set for the system by the target audience. Otherwise, it could work towards crashing or your entire project or the solution becomes unusable. Good design can not only improve the usability of a system but also increase user satisfaction and loyalty, ultimately leading to greater success for the product or service. So a good design is not only because I want to improve the usability of the system, but understand I want to get more user satisfaction, I want to get more loyalty. That means people keep coming back to use my system. So, which would mean that I have a greater chance of success, because if people keep coming back to using the system, which defines their satisfaction and loyalty, they're also going to recommend it. So there are going to be more people coming on to the system, which implies that my product or service is a greater success. Benefits and elements of a use case. So let's study what are the benefits of using use cases and why we should be using them. Consideration of users, characteristics, tasks, and environment is promoted by use cases. So I discuss what are the tasks the user is going to perform, who is the user, what are the characteristics of the user, under what circumstances is he coordinating, and what are his options going to be. Usability issues can be addressed early in the design process with use cases before the coding begins. So because we are prototyping and because we are at various steps taking the user feedback, we are shifting from a functional use case to a technical use case. We are also looking at the user design, getting the prototype done on maybe paper or a screen, and then validating it with the user or the end user. So even before my backend work starts, my use case, all my design process is set, and I know what my screens need to look like in the use cases that have been designed. So again, going back to set, try to design as many unique use cases as possible. Scenarios can aid in identifying usability goals and expected task completion times. So also use cases and the various scenarios, like we discussed earlier, would help me understand what are the goals I want to achieve, what is the end goal of this entire use case, and finally, how much time from a programming or a development end it will take for the task to be completed, depending on what is the complexity of the use case. Use cases foster development, buy-in, and support a user-centered design approach. So when I design a use case, in case a user is not on board or a stakeholder is not on board, and I know that user can cause a problem, by including some of the functionality if possible by the system, I am able to bring in some of the functionality that he requires or wants the systems to have. I basically get this person on board on my side rather than being against me and causing a hindrance and probably being a risk. I rather mitigate the risk and convert him to a supporter. So, and supporter, user-centered design approach. So, I am designing a product keeping the user in mind, but it's not that I will have unrealistic user requirements into the system, or I'm not going to keep the business in mind. But my approach is going to be more user-centered. Scenarios can also serve as context for evaluation studies. That's the reason I said. So when I'm evaluating the various scenarios, I can have as many different scenarios as possible. Generating scenarios requires minimum resources. So it's either you are sitting down to generate the scenario or you're sitting brainstorming to generate the scenario. You could just do it with a simple pen and paper and certain diagrams. Use cases can be utilized by developers with limitations or no human factors expertise. Use cases can be developed by anybody. People even who do not have any human factors expertise can design a basic use case. So what are the elements? What use cases include and what they should not include? Who is using the website or the application? What does that user want to do? So who is using will be the user. So I would need to classify the various users. What does the user want to do? Is he looking at the backend system or is he looking at the frontend system? He could be a end user or the internal user or an external user, or he could be a customer and he could or be the agent. What is the goal of the user? The steps the user takes to accomplish the particular task. What are the processes or the steps that the user will follow? Does the how the website should respond to each and every action? So here when I'm designing the steps, here I decide that how the system responds to each and every step. Implementation specific language, no, I'm going to keep it functional and high level. Details about the user interface or screens. Details will be more technology driven so that when it becomes a technical use case. So who are the elements? We'll again go through this. An actor, anyone or anything that performs a behavior. So anybody who's using the system, in our case, becomes an actor. A stakeholder, someone or something that is vested interest in the behavior of the system under discussion. So system under discussion also called as SUD. So stakeholder could be also be someone, like we said, that either someone who's interacting directly with the system or an indirect user who's basically getting the information out of the system, or it could be an external stakeholder. So we need to understand what is his requirement for the system. Primary actor, stakeholder who initiates an interaction with the system to achieve a goal. So my direct user is nothing but the primary actor. Preconditions, what the system what must be true or happen before and after the use case done. So what is the basic condition that is required to be true and what will happen before the use case runs and what will happen after the use case finishes running based on the preconditions. Elements of the ESO, triggers, what is the event that causes the use case to be initiated. So if I am talking about ATM withdrawal system, it would be inserting first the card into the system would be a trigger. Selecting withdrawal would be another trigger. Main success scenarios, basic flow, use the case in which nothing goes wrong and you have your basic scenario where everything goes fine with the system. Then you come down to the alternate flow or the alternative paths where I say a variation to the main theme. These are exception and what happens when things could go wrong with the system level. That means my pin is incorrect, my the nodes or the system does not have the required amount based on the nodes, so the user decides to terminate the transaction, or there is no balance in the user account. So we need to also decide what will be the response of the system on these alternate or these exceptions in the system. Looking beyond ease of use. So usability is a popular term used to describe products that are more effective for their users. So we often talk about usability, we talk about user experience. And when I say usability, that means the product is then so that it is very easily usable or more effective when the user uses it. There are four ways to understand user usability, which is one, a customer software that is a customer software outcome that is usable, a user-centered design process to create usable software, techniques like conceptual observation and usability testing to achieve usability, and a philosophy of designing for user needs. So we have software outcome that is usable, that means I've got my money. User-centered design approach to create a more user-delivered, that means I have taken into consideration what kind of design or what kind of requirement the user has. Then I've done observation and usability testing to see if it is usable. And finally, designing for specifically for the customer needs. Usability is about understanding how and why people use a product. So I would need to understand what is a goal and how quickly can I achieve the goal for the user. Good technical writing and interaction design focus on user goals. So I design a system which focuses on the user goals and looking at how fast those goals can be achieved. Usable products are designed with user needs in mind, taking into account the environment's task and workflow. So when I'm designing usable products, I primarily in my head need to keep in mind what are the requirements for the user, what are the needs of the user, what kind of mind model he's using, and the various, even for that, what is his hierarchy of needs and which needs should I take into consideration. So also taking into account the user's environment, the task, and the workflow that needs to be followed. Usability requires evaluation and through user feedback. So unlike conventional acceptance testing, usability evaluation involves watching real people use the product. So probably in when I'm doing a usability check, I would probably, other than having a just a checking, I would see, or post launch of the phase one, I would go and observe how the live environment is working, how are the users interacting with the product, and maybe during that point of time, I'll also take the feedback to understand what needs to be changed, what is working right, what is not working right. So this is the second point is covering, which says feedback from user testing is used to improve the product. Usability involves more than just ease of use. There are five E's that I need to consider, and we will talk more about this E's, which is efficient, effective, engaging, error tolerant, and easy to learn. These are the characteristics of usability. The usability of interfaces is evaluated on how well they meet these characteristics in the context of user requirements. So probably the user will rate your product or solution based on these five E's. What are the five E's? Efficient, effective, engaging, error tolerant, and easy to learn. And then you would understand where exactly does your software or your solution come in meeting the needs of the user or the usability metrics. Usability is achieved through user-centered design. User-centered design ensures that the user's goal, mental models, tasks, and requirements all are met. So whatever we've studied in all the chapters till now, which talks about user goals, the user's requirements, the mental model, the task, the requirements, that means the end goal of generating the output is all met. Usable products are created through analysis, design, and evaluation, all starting from the user's point of view. So even though I'm keeping my business goal or my business outcome in mind, when I'm designing a usable product, I center everything around the user to ensure maximum usability for the user and so on. Defining ease of use. So the definition of usability in the ISO 9241 standard says the extent to which a product can be used by specified users to achieve specified goals with effectiveness and satisfaction in specified contexts of use. So that is the definition of usability by the ISO 9241. The definition can be expanded and made more comprehensive, which talks about again the five E's, which is efficient, effective, engaging, error tolerant, and easy to learn. Okay, now understanding what these terms mean and planning usability evaluations. Like I said, if I rate myself or the solution on these four or five V's, then I probably will be able to decide what is the evaluation or what is the criteria that it meets. So identifying specific targets for usability can aid in planning usability evaluation. In testing, techniques chosen may differ depending on which characteristics is of the greater interest. That means even though I have five E's, might be I do not want to consider all the five E's, which is like an ATM system, which is efficient and effective, mostly error tolerant and easy to learn, but it will not be very engaging. So what does these evaluations or characteristics mean? When I talk about being efficient, time or count clicks or page views, realistic are must use working versions of the software and possible sample data. So when I talk, we've spoken about this, when I talk about efficiency is how quickly a person or a user can reach their goal. Ideally, you should have the shortest amount of time, or users are known to leave the system when they cannot achieve their goal. Effective, evaluate tasks for more accurately they are completed and how often they produce errors. So how accurate, if out of 10, 9 are being accurate, what is happening with the 10th is I will like to understand so that I can reduce those errors. Or if it's 1 out of 100, that defines the effectiveness of the system. Engaging user satisfaction surveys or qualitative surveys can gauge user acceptance and attitudes towards the software. So basically giving the system to the users and asking them to evaluate or give your feedback on the system. Error tolerant, include task to scenarios with potential problems in test queues scenarios. Like I said, so probably out of 10, 9 are working, 1 is not working. So what is the test scenario that I can make the most system more error tolerant? Easy to learn, control how much instruction is given to test participants or carefully recruit users with different levels of domain knowledge and experience. So I'm trying to include all possible users, whether it is a lay user or a technical user, how frequent, how easily can they use the app. Let's summarize this chapter. Business analysts BA need to model and synthesize information after studying a business process from various perspectives. The visualization involves imagining a new IT solution based on the deep understanding of the required functionality and insights from the current process. Visualizing solutions, both systematic and a creative process. The use cases are an effective method for visualizing the interactive software solution. Use cases involve identifying potential direct and indirect users and the use cases they require. Writing a use case is a form of dialogue writing between the user and the system. There are best practices for writing use cases. Use cases can be used to build prototypes, clarify requirements, validate solutions, and plan projects. Human factors and usability are crucial to consider in the design of use cases to ensure great user experience. Thank you.